This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, March 19th, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything that you'd like to know about your health. Perhaps you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to fix the problem. You've come up with, you know, same frustrations and things that don't work. Well, here's your opportunity. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you and try to shed a little different light on the subject and perhaps put you in the right direction. We do have a bit of a topic today, and we're going to get to your calls as well. You know, wouldn't it be really great to stop having to use nasal sprays and eye drops and lotions and creams and, you know, being so super careful and then shoving your body full of things that inhibit your body's capacity to fight other substances? And, you know, we call them everything from steroids to immune modulators to leukotriene inhibitors and mast cell stabilizers. What am I talking about? I mean, those are like huge words, and, you know, some of you might not know what they mean. Most of you might not know what they mean. We're talking about springtime allergies and all the things that you can do. See, we went from, as we were talking in the studio a few minutes ago, we went from winter to spring to winter or something or that. I'm not sure what it is, but nevertheless, you got a taste of what's to come. You know, all of that heaviness, that itchiness, that, you know, voice is gone, you can't breathe, you hurt all over, you got a headache, the stuff that happens in the springtime. And we're talking about springtime allergies, but what a way to approach the next coming months in a way that, guess what, you can fix them, you can make them better. But, and who better in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, to talk about this stuff? Dr. Stephanie Pina. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The voice when I'm not here as well.
Yes.
Yes. Who better than you? Dr. Stephanie will be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 22nd at the Results Center for Healing. And this is the topic, you know, springtime allergies, but handling them from a natural point of view and getting you off of all the junk, the crap that you're taking, and making life a whole lot more interesting and palatable and, you know, worth living and getting outside and doing things. How many of you lock yourself up all spring because you can't breathe the air and, you know, you just want to stay in air conditioning all the time? Problem is, she's got your pet inside that's been outside, and now you're still reacting because of your pet. Dr. Stephanie, this is quite a subject, and we're going to get into phone calls as we go on through the show. But we're talking about over 25 to 27 million people that suffer significantly. About 20 million are people, and then children, you know, that are suffering, and they get into the, but let's talk about the predisposition. Why some people and why not others?
Well, I think what's interesting is you're also seeing allergies and allergy responses increase since the 1980s, 1990s. There's more and more exposure. And unfortunately, you have to look at it outside of just the body's chemistry and histamine response and the way that the medications are being used, because we have to look at the environment and the exposure it has on us and how things have changed. And that's our body's response as well, too. Allergy responses are really just immune responses kind of gone wrong. They're overstimulations. So it's a normal body response for us to want to clear things out of the body, for us to sneeze, for us to cough, but because we're kind of clearing an irritant out. But essentially what we're also doing is when that starts to drive the body because the immune response is, you know, not working as properly as it could because of all the stress and other environmental issues, we're seeing that become more and more of an issue.
So what you're saying is that lifestyle, environment, and our existence are what's killing us.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure that that's straight.
Well, there was a great, I thought it was an allergy commercial for a pet medication, but actually it was for something else. It was a heartworm medication where they have this poor little beagle and he's running around and the family puts him in a tube so he can go outside and play with his little boy, right?
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And
that.
So they're running, the beagle's running the tube because they're trying to protect the beagle from heartworm. I thought it was an allergy one. I thought, perfect example. But we can't do that. I mean, do we take the little boy and put him in the tube and run around in the bubble because we don't want that exposure? Not necessarily, because we're also seeing as we've become more of an antibiotic-resistant society and using more antibiotics and also like some of the germ killers and stuff like that, we don't have the exposures that we used to have years and years ago that our normal immune system needed to build up a reaction. Well, so we can't be no one wants to be the puppy in the bubble.
No, nobody wants to be the puppy in the bubble. Matter of fact, you and I treat a puppy in the bubble.
We do.
And we started with this one patient. I started 13 years ago, I think, when we were in our old office before we were in the last office and now we're in the new office. Never mind. That's a whole different story. But anyway, when this patient came in, she was environmentally sensitive to everything and she couldn't go out. She was had been educated in her field, in her profession, and she was on corticosteroids, and she would go into literally anaphylaxis patterns, and while we were sitting there in the office, and I'd have to treat her at the end of the day, but we slowly started moving this woman into a place where we were able to blunt and reverse and modify the allergic response that she would have to her environment, but God forbid it was spring or fall, she would go and but she couldn't leave the house. So today, these years later, she's fully productive. You know, she holds a very notable position in her profession. She is married. She's living a life. She goes into stress periods when we get into the height of mold and fungus, but nevertheless is doing much, much better. So what I want to bring out, what I want to talk about, obviously, we just made the point that these things are fixable, but it takes modification of lifestyle. So people who have their eyes are burning, their headache, their throat sore, they don't feel like doing anything, even affecting, you know, not only the respiratory system, but the gastrointestinal system. And it's not digestive, it's environmental reacting to this stuff. Are people set up for this? You talked about the predispositions, but are certain people set up to it genetically more so than other people?
Well, I do notice that I think it's 33% of children, if their parents have allergies, tend to have allergy tendencies. If both parents have allergies, I think that rises to about 70%. So, of course, what we pass on in our genes is there too, but the environmental factors are very different. I mean, you can look at twin studies for a number of different things, and one twin is, you know, in an area that has higher stress, higher pollutants, and you're going to see them have more responses and reactions. So I don't think it's just our genes. We're not just predisposed to it, but it has to do with the environment and what we're doing, like you said, in our lifestyle as well, too. When we treat that patient, a lot of the times we're not simply treating her eyes and coughing and lungs the way that the medications out there are treating it. We're looking at her adrenal response because her body's going into that fight-flight reaction and doesn't know when to stop that. And that's the thing we have to treat. And when she's having good periods, that's what we continue to treat. It's not just about treating when you have those symptoms. It's about treating before those symptoms are coming and trying to rebalance the body afterwards, too.
Your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Appino. She's going to be talking about springtime allergies, but more importantly, how you get rid of them, you know, without all the nose dope, you know, the Allegras and the Claritins and the steroids that you're taking regularly to make a difference. This is an important class. If you guys want to have a spring that is better than before, a fall that's coming up that has some of the trigger. You know, we talk about springtime allergens, but we're talking about environmental patterns that are consistent throughout. Some people trigger in the spring, some people trigger in the fall, but the basic pattern is the same. Dr. Stephanie Pina, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine, has the insight. She's going to be able to do that. Call her office at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And sign up. all of our in-house programs are a gift to you. We want to teach you. We want to show you how you can get rid of these things and have an opportunity to change your life. And besides that, you come by this Wednesday evening, you get to see the new joint. You get to see the new place at the Result Center for Healing. Yeah, it's nice. It is. It's beautiful. It's really, really lovely. We're very proud of it. Come on by and check it out. Just call the office and make that happen, 703-698-7117. Dr. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the ongoing application. In a traditional allopathic community, they worry about symptom processes, all the things we just talked about. And they put the fire out and all the medications that we talked about and others. Why does that make it worse?
Well, really, it's never treating the root cause. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You can't say any worse. Is, well, why is one person flaring and having issues to pollens and molds and, you know, even chemical response or food response, a number of different things, because we always think about the respiratory stuff because that's easy to put our hands on. But really, food intolerances, food sensitivities as well, too, leaky gut, all this kind of goes into this immune response reaction. So simply by, you know, stopping the immune response or drying things up or stopping taking an antihistamine to kind of decrease rashes is not really treating why the body's having a response to begin with. And that's something that needs to be done throughout the year, not just when there's certain times of transition. Because we'll see everyone come from the winter when it was cold and flu season, and they've been stressed out from the holiday season and travels and stuff. They'll come in, and all of a sudden now we're transitioning to springtime allergies. So is this just the body not repairing itself from all the stressors of the season before? And in Chinese medicine, we usually start treating, you know, I'll say springtime allergies or stuff that happens in the spring two seasons before that, because you need time for the body to get that mechanism, that defensive mechanism up and running, and then maintain it in order to deal with that new insult.
And to change it.
Yeah.
But the cells have to change.
Absolutely.
They have to step up to what they were meant to do instead of being beat up over a period of so many years where they can't react anymore.
Yeah, and you see the same thing in the fall. We've gone from summer, we've been outside, we've been in all the air conditioning, we've been running around. Now the season starts to change again. There's less light, we get less vitamin D, we're outside less, and all of a sudden we start to, again, that fall time allergy stuff, you know, we see the molds and the fungus come up because things are more damp. It's that transition that the body doesn't deal well with, and here in Northern Virginia, we've gone back and forth and back and forth, so we've seen those even more so in those allergy type of symptoms sooner that we normally do.
You know, there's a medication that's been out there for years, and it's Afrin. And we used to call it nose dope. And, you know, people have congestion, they use these sprays, and it shrinks the membranes up. And the problem, as soon as they stopped, it would have a rebound phenomena where it would actually intensify and worsen the symptoms. And so it was like its own self-perpetuating cause and effect situation. But they forget to tell you that Afrin has amazing side effects. And they tell you don't use it if, you know, you're pregnant or if you're planning on being pregnant and, you know, taking any other prescription drugs or and so forth. If you have allergies to certain medicines or foods, and half of the population, most of them don't know whether they have any sensitivities. It always amazes me, you know, tell your doctor if you're allergic to. How do you know if you're allergic to? You know, I'm having these problems, and, you know, these commercials are so ridiculous. And, you know, you go into the site and check it out, and the interactions are, in some situations, life-threatening. And if you don't get a handle on it, if you really don't understand the pathways, and often it says, tell your physician. You know, the joke is that when you tell the physician, half of them don't even know. You know, it's like, well, get the computer up, look it up and see what but they don't even take the time. It's writer's cramp. My opinion, you know, writer's cramp. Here, take this, see what happens. Call me if you're not dead and we'll see what takes place.
Yeah. If they do have a reaction, especially from medications like penicillin based medications. Okay, you're there. You've now experienced it. Now you can write that down on your new patient intakes and stuff. But what are you doing to make sure that you're not exposed to something else and that your doctor knows it? But the commercials are the very interesting part of it because, yeah, how do you report this stuff to them?
My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, doctor of naturopathic medicine. We're talking about springtime allergies, but more importantly, how you can fix it. She'll be your host this Wednesday evening at the Result Center for Healing. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117. If you want to learn how to fix this stuff and get rid of the headaches and I don't feel good and that's plaguing you for how many years, this is an opportunity. We're coming up to a break. The rest of the program is going to be just as good. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Absolutely. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Call. Let's talk about your stuff. We're talking about allergies, springtime stuff, you know. 25 million of you are out there doing crazy things, you know, to put the symptoms out and I can put up with and, you know, the sprays and the nose to open, the medications and the steroids and, you know the drill. You've been doing it for a long time. Well, this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, you have an opportunity to fix it naturally, or at least to learn how you can have that opportunity and what you can do for yourself on an ongoing basis. Dr. Stephanie Pina, my guest in studio, your host and presenter this Wednesday. Join her and find out what you can do to make a difference. Call 703-698 7117, that's 703-698-7117. Tell staff that you'd like to be there. Remember, it's a gift to you. And besides that, it gives you the opportunity to check out our new digs. They're beautiful. They're really, really, really lovely. We're going to try to move in, take some of your calls. John, you've been extremely patient. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning, doctor. It's a pleasure to be able to talk with you.
Thank you.
I'm having an issue, and it's been ongoing for a little over a month now, but it's not getting any better. And I believe it's, as your monitor said, a rotator cuff issue.
Okay.
And I'm afraid it's going to go into froze mode, and I don't really know what to do. I've been doing some neck exercises and stretching. And
okay, let me ask you some quick questions. Tell me the position. Let's start with basics. Did you ever have a problem with the shoulder before?
I have not.
Okay. So it started about a month ago. Was there any kind of injury that took place? A small accident, a fall? Did you sleep wrong? You know, were you, you know, in a locked position at a desk? Were you over a toolbox? Anything like that, that, you know, afterwards it left you sore, but it didn't, you know, manifest itself that all of a sudden now you got a problem?
I did take a small tumble, and I went on my hand and had a little joint thing in my thumb, but nothing really catastrophic.
Okay, it's the same side that you got the shoulder problem.
Correct.
Okay, so what you may have done, a couple of things may have happened. When you jam down like that, Dr. Stephanie and I were talking about the connections of all those things. And, you know, when we look at a problem, we look at injury patterns and biochemical patterns, stress patterns, as they affect the nervous system and blood supply, acupuncture, energetics, and it goes on, and the removal of waste. So here's, follow me with this one. When you fell, you hit, you jammed your arm, you jammed your thumb. Now, two things happen there. Okay. One, the abruptness of the trauma, shoving your arm up into the shoulder, you could have locked that, and now what you did is you immobilized the joint space and muscles react. It's called a reactive pattern within the shoulder. Muscles lock up, they get too tight. It's like nobody's doing their job in a synchrony. The other piece is the thumb itself. In acupuncture, in Chinese medicine, it's the end point of an acupuncture channel that's called the lung or lung meridian. And it starts in your shoulder near the lungs, and it goes all the way down, and it ends in your thumb. So that's the end point of the lung. And if you hit that, it's very consistent that that may have altered the mechanics of the lung muscles, by the way, which are the front portion of the shoulder, the anterior deltoid, the middle portion of the shoulder, the middle deltoid, a muscle that holds your shoulder flat against a chest wall called the serratus anticus muscle. And if those muscles aren't firing, your shoulder's not only going to be sore, but in fact, it will freeze and you won't be able to lift it up. Now, compound that. I'm going to stretch into the topic that we're on right now. Compound that if you have any springtime sensitivities whatsoever, those muscles, lung muscles, can now be affected. The biceps muscle is a stomach function muscle. Now, all these muscles not only have that energetic pattern, they also have nerves from the neck. So if you stumbled and you jammed your hand, not only did you jam the shoulder, you may have affected the energetics, but you also may have given yourself just a minor whipping action of the neck, causing the nerves that go to that shoulder to be irritated. Bottom line is, John, that can be fixed. And as you fear, the longer it goes, the more fibrous scar tissue types of thing just from non-use. It's just sitting there. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you have to find out what it is, fix those things, you can get your shoulder back. Does that make sense to you?
That's just terrific. I'm feeling a whole lot better about it. And I know you work with chiropractors, et cetera, in your office, and I'll set up an appointment.
John, thanks. And I promise you, that's the type of problem that can be affected pretty quickly. We do it with a lot of our professional athletes and NFL guys and NBA and so forth. And it's a very, very typical problem that we see often, and it predisposes itself by a lot of other things. Dr. Pina, that's, you know, we went from, well, this is on topic to, it could have been right on topic, but we'll see. We're coming up to a break. We're at that halfway point of the program. Love to have your phone calls, 888-630-9625. My guest, your host, Dr. Stephanie Pina, she's going to be talking about springtime allergies and how to fix them. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Call. Let's talk about your stuff. We're talking about springtime allergens and how to get rid of them without all the nose dope, the squeezes and the sprays and the solutions and all those things. Your skin that breaks out and get rough and your eyes that get, you know, dark and black, and you don't feel like getting out of bed, and you feel like somebody drugged you. Well, this is an opportunity. Pay attention. You know, this is an important topic. This Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing, Dr. Stephanie Pina, my guest right now, your host and presenter this Wednesday evening, will talk to you and educate you on this very specific topic. So guess what? Over 25 million of you or more are suffering, not just coming down with suffering from, you know, sneezes and all those things that we just talked about. So join us. Call 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff that you'd like to join us. And guess what? You get to see our new joint. It's really a beautiful place. You know, Dr. Pina, you and I were talking before we came back on at the halftime here that we at the office, Dareth Painter is our registered and certified thermographer, and thermographic imaging is a diagnostic tool that shows heat formation and heat flow or lack thereof or cold areas and so forth. And it's one of the most amazing tools actually to diagnose any kind of upper respiratory irritation, particularly due to this type of problem.
Yeah, it's interesting too, and I know from looking at a lot of the different scans and stuff, when we're looking at scans of different parts of the body or any parts of the head, you know, when we have patients come in with sinus stuff that maybe they just have pressure. They don't even come in saying, I have allergies. They might be doing it for other reasons. A lot of times for the breast scans as well too. You can see their forehead and their facial sinuses like bright, bright red, because thermography kind of is like body Doppler. That's what I call it.
It is.
It's like looking for the storm.
I
but
like that. That's good.
Yeah. You got to explain it the easy way sometimes, right? So it's like body Doppler. You know, you don't want the big storm, but there you can see that inflammation, that heat change is right there over the sinus and stuff. And they may not be having symptoms at all, but you know that that's an area that you need to treat. That's not normal. There's some kind of congestion going on. So you can use that, even with acupuncture, with chiropractic, to help get some of the blood flow actually into that area to help remove some of the inflammation factors. So whether that's on the face for sinuses and, the, like I said, the eye issues, the nose issues, or also in the digestive tract as well, too. Sometimes you can see different changes over there, even surface level, because you know there's that much inflammation going on in the gut, and we have a large part of our immune system in our digestive tract, too.
Well, 75-80%, some authors will tell you.
So thermography is a great thing, whether we're looking at it for the shoulder injury we were talking about earlier, or if you're looking at it for other reasons why the immune system, other reasons why the body is not functioning. So it's a great tool of utilization that can be used in part of a treatment protocol, which definitely isn't utilized enough.
You know, people don't realize when they're talking about sinus issues and the flare-up that we have at this time of the year, the springtime craziness, this I don't feel good. I'm, you know, and you look at people, their eyes are puffy and they're dark and, you know, their skin changes, there's rashing all over the body, that there's sinuses behind the head as well. Not just the frontal sinuses, not just the one underneath your eyes, but directly behind them at the back of your head, the mastoid sinuses. And that can produce pain as well with this type of thing. And then we have this tie-in, this reflex phenomena that goes to muscle contraction. It goes to causing neurological irritation. And you've got this vicious cycle, this loop that, you know, plays on itself. We talk about, you know, the connection between organs and muscles. But, you know, here you have, you know, neck muscles, by the way, that are related to the sinuses. And if the sinuses are being irritated, the neck muscles aren't going to fire, and the neck muscles aren't firing. Guess what happens? You end up with neck and shoulder pain. And maybe in John's situation that he called in earlier, that could have been a predisposing factor to whatever happened. But in his case, it sounded like a fall and, you know, all those things that we talked about. So it's a matter of following the worm. But when you have multiple pieces of diagnostics and you're looking at all the intimacies of what's going on with the sinuses and so forth, if you have a gut that's predisposed to mold and fungus, and all of a sudden now you have more mold and fungus because of the rotting that, you know, that took place in the fall, and now you have mushrooms all over the place, well, you got a problem. And, you know, you let your dog out, even though you're keeping your house clean, you know, Fido just brought it in, right? And you've got all these pollens and these spores and so forth that you're inhaling as you rub your dog and stick your nose in his fur.
Yeah, one of the best things that, I mean, it sounds so basic, but I always say, you know, your bedroom should really be kind of like your sanctuary. So if you're going out and coming back in and wearing clothes that are especially exposed to the pollens and stuff on there, like, you don't necessarily need to bring that into the place where you're going to sleep and try to rest and heal. So you should have a separate set of clothes that you're going in if you're not showering at nighttime to remove some of those toxins, change your pillowcase. There's some basic stuff that you can do that sounds so simplistic, but you know what? It makes a huge difference. And one of the things that we didn't even talk about, like when you brought up neck muscles, see, you bring stuff up and then I can't get the stuff in.
See?
I can't talk my piece.
Okay, go ahead. Forget about what I just said. Just
neck muscles. So with the neck muscles, what's interesting is we talked about, you know, the lymphatics. You know, the lymphatics are basically like the, you know, waste disposal system of the body. So with all this stuff going on with the allergies, we got to clear all that junk out too. If it doesn't get cleared out, it just stays steady. So those lymphatics are underneath those same neck muscles. We feel sore throat. You feel the lymphatics, like the tonsils and the adenoids and stuff swelling up. If you're not addressing that and allowing things to get out of the body, proper detoxification channels, that's a whole nother aspect of treating allergies that isn't addressed when you're doing nasal cord sprays just antihistamines.
See, my head just went into a really ugly visual, you know, when in that I would explain. You know, so you talked about the lymphatic system being the waste disposal system, and when it's overburdened, it can't, so it backs up, right? And now you have this inflammatory reaction and all this swelling, this histamine cascade. So I would say to my patient, visualize what happens when your toilet gets backed up and there's like way too much and it gets stuck in the bend and it won't move anymore. That's all I'm going to have to say. That's what happens to the body.
See, I was thinking the same thing. So, you know, great minds think like that. Must be why I do the show when you're out.
That's right. That's exactly why. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your presenter this Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina, doctor of naturopathic medicine. She's going to teach you how to walk through this craziness called the spring and actually enjoy it for once and not feel like you're drugged and, you know, have some energy when you get up in the morning. You know, you talked about your bedroom should be your place of rest and healing. One of the best times, and probably as far as I'm concerned, the time that you should shower is at nighttime. You know, you get all the junk off. You know, even if you don't have to even wash your hair, just rinse it off or take a brush, a wet brush, and you know, wash it down, wash your head, wash your face, get your butt. I walk into the house. The first thing I do is I get upstairs, everything comes off, and I put relaxed clothes on because of carrying all that stuff, the energy that I've picked up all day long, the stuff that's in the environment, the people that I bumped into and so forth. I want to be able to chill and relax. But when it comes to allergy reactions, it's one of the best things that you can do.
Yeah, that becomes your zone. So if you're going to work on one area of the house, that should really be it. I mean, think about the time we sleep. If you're having trouble sleeping and stuff, is it because you're having an inflammatory response during that time? And then you're waking up even more tired, more rested. The adrenals haven't had a chance to reset. You know, and when we think about it, we lay down, if we're getting coughing, congestion in the lungs, that's keeping us awake as well too, because we've got that mucus and irritation, which the body's producing to get rid of stuff. It's a normal response. That's what we have to keep reminding ourselves. It's a normal response, but when it is overstimulated and can't drain and get out the normal pathways, that's where we start to get congestion and accumulation, and that's where we don't like that. That's not comfortable.
Now, the other day I had a patient that came in and we were talking about she just didn't feel good. And energy was down and so forth. And I said, do you take any medications? And she says, no, not really. She says, I take an aspirin periodically. And I said, well, how often is periodically? And it was, she would take a couple aspirin, maybe about 3 to 4 times a week. And I said, well, that's not periodically, by the way. Why are you taking that? She said, because I just have a dull headache all the time. So I said, is that the only medication that you're taking? And she said, yes. So I'm going through my normal course and examination, and I dig and I ask more questions, and I'm doing some neurological checking. And I happened to look down as I was walking around the table, and her bag was open, and I saw a box of Claritin. And it's amazing to me, because then I stopped. I said, I thought you don't take any medication. She said, I don't. I said, what's that in your bag? I said, you know, excuse me for looking, but that's what I do. And she says, oh, well, it's over the counter. I don't consider that medication. So many of our patients who come in are taking all of these things that are suppressing immune systems, making the matter worse, and they don't even realize what they're doing. But you have things like Claritin that are killing people. Mm-hmm. So as we go on, you know, and we begin the process of evaluation, it's important that we understand that we have this pattern. Springtime allergens are simply an external expression symptomatically of a body that is not working well. We talked about the genetic pattern. We talked about the predispositions that we have passed through, the environmental stuff, the way that we live, all the things that, you know, that you talked about originally. But here's the big, you know, million-dollar question. So you have these people that have been you know, suffering for years. Are they fixable? What's the root? How do you approach it?
One, like everything, it always starts with a good intake, because a lot of times people have switched medications, they've switched doctors, they've tried stuff on their own, like I said, over-the-counter, prescription, you name it. And so sometimes they help. Sometimes they help the people, and so they're that's why they stick with that for year after year after year, but that's building up in their body as well, too. So you really have to see what they're exposed to. But sometimes you have to look at things that we don't think are normal. We have to look at their environmental exposures. What was going on when they were a child? Where did they grow up? How is their detoxification pathways in their bodies? Are they having normal bowel movements? Because if you're trying to eliminate toxins out of the body and you're not having a bowel movements, things are being held, including the metabolites of those medications that you're taking as well, too. How's the liver functioning? You know, we think about the skin and another area of where we see allergies, like, you know, different rashes and hives and stuff that comes out to the skin. What is the skin? Is especially, it's that outside barrier, but it's also a detoxification organ. So a lot of the times, they can take as much of the medication as they want. It may help out with symptom control. And again, it's throwing the Band-Aid on top of the wound, but you're not essentially ever clearing anything out of the body. You're not working on that next step. And that's what we really need to address with them. And that's the questions that are not being asked.
You know, here's the situation. You get people, and you touched on it a minute ago. They have skin things that show up, right? Eczema. Eczema is an allergy reaction. In many cases, and you go to the physician, well, you must have touched on this. Is it contact dermatitis? No, not unless there's an underlying predisposition, immune system is not responding properly. And people say, well, things can't transport to the skin. Well, really? Then why do they give you medications and that are patches and that they absorb? Anything will do that over a period of time. It boggles my mind that, you know, you try to have it one way and then contradict it another way. John, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, Dr. Rosell, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yes, listen, thank you for your show. I'll be brief. The question is mercury and how it relates to allergies. That's number one. Number two, the archaic testing methods that are used, it wasn't till I came across a provocative to where I was able to establish what levels of mercury I really was exposed to. I hope that relates to the show. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
Of course
much.
It does.
Of course it does. We can make anything happen. John, here's the deal. We all know that mercury and aluminum and all the toxic metals are not good for the body, and you get mercury from multiple sources, everything from, you know, air pollution to your amalgams to vaccines and inoculations, and, you know, the sources are huge. Fish that you eat, particularly tuna fish and swordfish. Everybody said, oh, my God, I can't eat my fish anymore. Well, that's the piece. So you did a provocative test. It's called a provocative urinary challenge. It's done with a lot of different things, either EDTA or DMSA, and it's given by body weight, and it causes the body to give up or excrete the mercury or other heavy metals that are in the system, and it gives you a pretty good level of how much you got in your system, because if you just do a blood test, the blood test doesn't show it because the body, to protect you, absorbs the toxin within your body, walls it off. So if you do a blood test, unless you do it within the first 12 to 24 hours of exposure to the mercury, you're not going to see it in the blood. So you have to do that. Now, you can do it with a urinary provocative challenge, which is the best way to do it, but you have to be careful with kidneys. You can also do it with hair analysis, but it's not, it has to be done very specifically, and you kind of have to read between the lines. And by the way, if you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, they stack, they compound. So you just don't take the one thing, you stack it on top of each other. So you can get rid of it, you can handle it, but you have to do it in a very judicious way. You've got to protect the intestinal tract, because if you dump any of the heavy metals into the gut and the gut is permeable, it's like, you know, like a sieve, you're going to reabsorb that, and now you're going to have a bigger problem than what you started with. So you have to protect the gut first. You have to make sure the liver can function, and then you begin to slowly chelate, and the word is chelate because you're going to grab this stuff and bring it out. Things like chlorophyll will do that in a very small level, but there are other heavy detoxifiers. DMSA is one. You can use charcoal. You can use other things, but it depends on the toxin. It depends on the situation. John, mercury can be devastating. It can cause neurological degeneration. It can cause MS and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's type presentations. The evidence is out there. That's just not me telling you that. That's telling you what much of the literature. And you're going to see it both ways. You go into the medical community, the traditional allopathic community, and they're going to say, no, it's a lot of bunk, and it's, you know, but you know as well as I do, this is a problem. Unfortunately, it's not addressed. We address it in our office. We look at it as one of the primary problems that people present with because of our lifestyles and things we do. We're coming up to a break, talking about a lot of things today. We go on forever. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday, 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And thank you for all of those of you listening to us all over the country. We appreciate it. Whether you're doing it on terrestrial or you're listening in other ways, you know, like computers and iPads and things like that, we really appreciate you being with us. You can always find us when we're here at the program, 888-630-9625, or when we're not here, you can go to rozellecare.com, that's rozellecare.com, and to register for Dr. Stephanie Pina's presentation on springtime allergens, but more importantly, how to fix them, how to get rid of them, how to get you out of the mess. Call 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff at the Results Center for Healing that you want to attend Dr. Stephanie's presentation this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Before we get back in and wrap this up, we have another very patient caller I'm going to get into. This, Dr. Pina, this is the day of Johns. You know, we had John, and now we have Jonathan. Jonathan, how can I help you, sir?
Dr. Rozell, I recently injured my Achilles tendon on the right foot. My MRI shows a complete rupture, and I wanted to know if through your outfit is there another do we have other options besides surgery?
Jonathan, if it's a complete rupture, I'm afraid to tell you that the only option that you have is surgery. You know, if it's a partial tear, there's things that can be done, but if it's gone through, your surgeon and you are going to be best friends. Afterwards, there's things that you can do with low energy light laser, acupuncture, rehab because of the scar tissue that will be formed. And when they reconnect and they re-sew the tendon, they're going to make it tighter. So you have to make sure that the muscles are firing properly, that the bones are in line and so forth. Going into the surgery, Arnica Montana is something that you definitely want to use. And it'll help repair and help heal faster and get you through that acute stage. Any of the proteolytic enzymes, that's a group of things like lipase and bromelains and papain and so forth, and that you would take these on an empty stomach. What they do is they keep the inflammatory reaction down. They're not going to hurt you, but they act like scavengers and they clean things up. But afterwards, yes, you can get a lot of help, but unfortunately, if it's a complete rupture, as you're indicating, then the only thing that can be done is surgery. I wish I could, offer you another option, but in that particular situation, I can't. Jonathan, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And if we can do anything to help post-surgically, give us a jingle. Dr. Pina, let's talk about your presentation on Wednesday evening. What can we expect?
Well, first with Jonathan, that's homeopathic arnica, Montana. Don't go find the herb itself, because that's not a good thing. Homeopathic arnica, Montana.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, before the surgery, it's arnica 200C. You take one dose the night before and one dose every day after that. And I'm not giving you anything that'll hurt you or anything else, but it definitely will help you heal faster.
Just had to put it out there.
Okay, did I do better?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So obviously we're going to talk about allergies, but I want people to understand the mechanism behind it first, because really when you start to understand all the little things that go along with allergies, how your body is inflamed and how there's it's really an immune response that gone wrong, you get a better understanding of why the current medications out there aren't doing what they're supposed to do and why they keep repeating every single year, how the body's trying to deal with it itself, and then how do we help stimulate the immune system and also use more natural products and stuff, and as well as things that you can do at the home to help your body, not only during allergy season, whether that's spring or fall, or if you're looking at food sensitivities or food allergens, but also throughout the rest of the year as well, too, because really it's not just a seasonal issue. There's other things going on as well.
It's an important presentation. Why suffer when you can do something that's natural? You can get off medications, you can bring up your immune system and make it stronger than ever before. It's an opportunity. Talk to a brilliant lady. She's amazing. Dr. Stephanie Pina, Dr. of Naturopathic Medicine, will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. It's still daylight out, so join us. No excuses. Coming up to the end of the program, that sad time. We won't be with you till next week. We love you all. We do this just for you. Bye.